Everyone either knows someone when you were growing up, or maybe it was even you who had that little youthful bad streak in them. You know, the kid who would drive over to your house when didn't have a license. Maybe he was 14, 15 years old.
Who was doing that?
Well, kids in the country. My cousins did that all the time.
Okay,
they would take the car and they'd drive. But yeah, what was your youthful little bad streak? Julie, we'll start with you.
Oh, I hope my dad's listening because he's going to crack up.
You said, I hope my dad is listening. I love this.
So I went through a bad boy phase. I had a boyfriend who was a few years older than me. Mm-hmm. And he went out of his way to even get my name tattooed on his arm. And I just thought it was the absolute worst thing in the world when my dad sat me down and said, you have to break up with him.
What are the ages here?
I was probably 14, 15.
And he was
17, yeah.
Oh, wow. So there is a guy walking around who has your name tattooed on his body.
Maybe, still.
Correct. Well, the funny thing is I wasn't the first one.
Oh.
So if that tells you anything.
Right, right.
I pick the cream of the crop.
Well, if your dad's listening, he's just like quietly shaking his head right now.
Yep. Now looking back, I'm like, why did I think that was a good idea?
OMG. He got her name tattooed.
He's like at 17.
At 17?
You're my forever. You're
Don't
my forever.
Do you have
forever.
To be a certain age to get a tattoo? Before they'll allow you to be tattooed? I don't know.
I don't know the laws on that.
Not my world, but wow.
Tim said, I was 9 when I figured out how to hack my parents' long-distance phone by dialing random codes. I used to call the Nickelodeon hotline to vote on my favorite Rugrat.
Oh, he hacked the long-distance phone block. Like, you could block long-distance calls, and so he got around that. So he could call Nickelodeon. That's great.
I love that.
Jason, when I was 10, tried to make my own fireworks by emptying the gunpowder out of a bunch of leftover 4th of July sparklers and packed it into a toilet paper tube.
Oh, wow.
Shockingly, it did not go well. My eyebrows did eventually grow back, though.
Homemade fireworks.
Wow.
Little bad streak. Stephanie said, when I was in about 7th grade, I got into a bad habit of lying about my grades to my mom. I remember I'd gotten a U on a report card, tried to change it to a D in black pen.
A U? Oh, wow.
Yeah, unsatisfactory. There was one about a permission slip, lied about giving a friend homework. Oh wow.
Oh, wow. So Alina says tattoo 16 with adult signature, 18 with no adult signature.
Oh, so obviously this 17-year-old had a mom or dad that was like, yep. I think it's going to last.
That's romantic.
That's
Let's
romance.
Go ahead and do that. That'll
Put
win
Julie,
her over.
Julie, that's J-U-L-I-E, Julie.
Oh, my gosh. Courtney says my friend and I at 17 went and got tattoos from a house.
Yeah, see, you know what? You do what you got to do. These little youthful bad streaks.
Yep.
Are kind of fun to think about.
There's an underground tattoo community, apparently.
That's right. Jessica said, I was 8, tried to give myself highlights using peroxide and sunlight because I saw it in a magazine. Ended up with a single orange streak that made me look like a dehydrated skunk.
Bless her heart. No, there was a thing. It was called sunning.
Yeah.
And you spray that on your hair and you're laying out in the sun. Yeah, I did that. Randy, at age 10, I stole lip gloss from Claire's. Because it smelled like cotton candy.
Aww.
And I thought the universe owed it to me.
Of course.
The guilt was so intense that I returned it the next week and apologized to an earring display because no employees were around. As long as you put it
I'm
out
just gonna,
there, it's
I'm
fine.
Just going to slip it back in there. No one's ever going to know.
I'm going to put
Who's
it out
gonna
in the universe.
Know?
They're going to hear me apologize, and I'll be expunged in my soul.
Who's going to know? Chris said, I was about 10 or 11, used to make these acid bombs.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
They would blow up, send shards of glass everywhere, along with acid all over the sidewalk and the grass.
OMG,
I'm telling
Chris.
You, man, these like little youthful bad street, hopefully we've all grown out of them. But
10-year-old scientist. OMG.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Melissa, when I was 9, I ran a clinic. out of my parents' garage where I diagnosed neighborhood kids with fake diseases like super elbow syndrome and told them to drink Capri Suns to cure it.
Yes.
I charged 25 cents per visit.
Well, so, hey, you know what? Look, these bills ain't going to pay themselves.
It's a truly medicine's loss.
Yeah.
She's no longer practicing.
Yeah. These are funny. We'll get to one more. Brad, I was about 11, set up a mobile hot dog stand using my mom's hair straightener as a grill.
What?
I made $8. Salmonella was definitely on the table. Listen, it's all fine. The hot dogs are fine. I'm sure they were fine. Everybody was
never
fine.
Have I ever thought to use hair tools to cook things. That's
well,
crazy.
Look at that. Kids, genius.
Now, heard of using the iron to, like, make grilled cheese.
Well, there you go.
But hair tools.
All right. Hey, thanks for those stories. It's 99.7 DJX.